NextGen ATC. Maybe we're just not selling it properly. I'm Paul Plack, and this is Aero News. Welcome in to the Aero News special feature. Thanks for the download. There's a big industry conference on next-gen air traffic control wrapping up today in Washington, D.C. The FAA seems frustrated that the airlines are resisting the change to GPS-based navigation. And the airlines seem to want the FAA to pay for the equipment they'll need to participate. So it's not clear whether the conference will produce a consensus on how to move forward. Marion Blakey, former FAA administrator and now president of the Aerospace Industries Association, had an interesting comment on opening day of the conference. She said, to paraphrase, that we're selling NextGen the wrong way, that we should be talking about benefits, not about equipment. While I haven't heard him put it quite that way, current FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt seems in sync with that view. He's been selling the benefits of the new technology, including benefits we'd see during ground operations, in recent talks before aviation groups. One was this past Tuesday, before the annual convention of the American Association of Airport Executives. I wasn't at that convention, but I was at AEA last month, and Randy Babbitt gave a lengthy talk there. I've edited to extract just his comments on NextGen, and he clearly is selling the benefits.
I think one of the things that I have been saying recently is that this discussion on NextGen, and this I have the pleasure this morning of speaking to a very sophisticated audience, and we all understand some of the needs, but I think as an industry and as a federal agency, I can certainly be critical of the agency and make an appeal to the industry. I don't think we have done a good enough job to explain to people what is NextGen. Still too often people say to me, well, okay, NextGen, what is that? When are you going to turn it on? It's a box somewhere in your office and you just don't feel like it yet or what? No, it's a system of very complex systems, and we understand that, but we haven't done a good enough job to explain to the world at large. We haven't done a good enough job in Congress. We haven't done a good job in a lot of areas, and I think together we can do a better job of explaining what it is and how the benefits come about. Every component of flight will gain an advantage when we go to NextGen. If you think about your flight planning process, if you're a pilot, you're going to have weather tools, you're going to have traffic information tools that you've never before had, and they'll be available to you whether you're in the flight planning stage, whether when you taxi out, you're going to have information available you've never seen before. Light aircraft will have the advantage of weather radar, better weather radar than any aircraft using airborne radar today enjoys. Every aircraft will have a better opportunity to see weather. When you taxi out, you're going to have an electronic flight bag. You're going to see every active runway. You're going to see every hot taxiway. You're going to see every closed taxiway. You'll know precisely where you are. You'll know precisely where everyone else is. I can tell you the hardest thing as a pilot to do, especially a new pilot, when you move into the left seat, the hardest problem you have is you land at Kennedy at 11 o'clock at night in the rain and they tell you to taxi to the gate. There are no signs. There's nothing out there, and you either you have to find those little is this double alpha, turn on Bravo Bravo, or there's no relative positioning. So it's literally the hardest part of flying. You know precisely where you are until you touch down. That goes away. Runway incursions go away. Your takeoff, your departure, all of those procedures, the spacing, the accuracy of your departure, the en route. The ability to know precisely where an airplane is. Today, we assume that radar is a pretty good tracker. It is if you're interested in knowing where an airplane is every 12 seconds. But airplanes are moving at 8 miles a minute. And when two of them are coming together, they're closing at 16 miles a minute. Knowing where they are every 12 seconds isn't good enough. We can closely entrail space differently. We can parallel. We can do a lot of things with better information. Continuous descent approaches, when we think about the energy savings and the environment, these are phenomenal savings for us. And when you look at what people, the continuous descent approaches and the tailored arrivals that we're using in Atlanta and Los Angeles and other areas now where we're beginning to develop these, the savings go anywhere from 50 gallons to 80 gallons of fuel per descent. That's a lot of money. Southwest Airlines is designing RNP arrivals into four airports in this country, and they're spending $175 million of their own money to have their own approaches to save 3 minutes. 3 minutes per arrival at four airports. And when I asked them, that's a lot of money. And we're talking about Dallas Love, we're talking about Houston Hobby, we're talking about Midway, and we're talking about LaGuardia. And when I've talked to their financial folks, it's, that's a lot of money to pay, $175 million to have these arrivals. What do you expect to get back? And they said, we expect to get every dime back in 2 years. 3 minutes, four airports, and they're going to get all their money back. There is a tremendous business case to be made for this type of accuracy and the precision that you get with RNP type approaches. RNAV is good, RNP is 10 times better.
More from FAA's Randy Babbitt on NextGen ATC in a moment. I'm Paul Plack, and you're listening to a special feature from Aero News.
Remember what the future used to look like? The flying cars, the spaceports, the rocket packs and spandex outfits? That was some future, wasn't it? But hey, here's the real future. A Garmin Wass Navigator. It makes its own glide path out of GPS signals, so you can land IFR at thousands of airports with no ILS or other ground-based approach aids. Now that's a future you can believe in. Garmin Wass GPS. Follow the leader.
Diamond's DA-42 Twin Star is General Aviation's ultimate flying machine. Fly fast with the confidence of a twin for the cost of a single. Go direct over water or rugged terrain and cover great distances in the first and only piston aircraft with an advanced airframe, avionics, and engines. The DA-42 gives you options you've never had before, including the Garmin G1000 and no ice protection. Go where you want, when you want, fast and for less. Visit Diamond on the web at www.diamondair.com or call 888-359-3220.
Welcome back to the Aero News Special Feature. I'm Paul Plack. Today, we're hearing comments on NextGen ATC from FAA Administrator Randy Babbitt. At the NextGen conference going on in Washington this week, former FAA Administrator Marion Blakey, who's now in the private sector, went so far as to suggest that there should be a PR and ad campaign to sell the benefits of NextGen to the general public. Again, back to Randy Babbitt's comments last month, he seems to be on that same page.
This industry isn't just a little add-on to this nation's economy. This industry is 5.6% of this nation's GDP. Every day, every single day, while we're in here today, we're going to carry 2 million people, we're going to run 50,000 flights, and we're going to do it safely. And that goes on every day. This is a huge component of this economy. We employ, through the other components, direct and indirect, we employ 12 million people in this country with this industry. So it's very important that we do it, and we do it right, and we do it that it's scalable and workable into the future. So yes, we all have a big investment in GPS, and we all have a big investment in ADS-B and the components that that brings us all put together under the umbrella of NextGen. So it's something that I would ask that we work together to make certain so that when somebody says to you, so what is NextGen and why is it important, you at least have the 30-minute or 30-second elevator speech in the back of your mind to explain to them what it does. A couple of facts that I like to throw out, just the in-route advantage alone. This industry, large commercial aircraft in this country are going to burn somewhere between 18 and 19 billion gallons of fuel this year. We can save them 5% in a fully integrated next-gen system en route alone. I'm not talking about engine technology. I'm not talking about wing technology. I'm not talking about composite structures. I'm talking about en route procedures only. We'll save 5%. That's almost a billion gallons of kerosene. And at today's prices, at $2 a gallon alone, and we should hope that it could stay at $2 a gallon, but that's $2 billion a year. Who wouldn't invest? If I told you had something that you could put in your car and it would cost you X amount of money, but you have it all back in 3 years, of course you'd put it in. What company wouldn't? So these are the types of things we need to make people aware of, even people that don't fly. You know, the couple that lives, 7 miles from the airport and hadn't been in an airplane in 10 years, they still get those packages through eBay and Amazon. And that 100 pounds of carbon per arrival that we're not going to rain on them because we have a better approach procedure is something they should be aware of. So we're not wasting money just on commercial airliners. Every citizen of this country will take advantage from this.
Randy Babbitt is the administrator of the FAA. Find out more at FAA.gov by searching NextGen, spelled as one word. You've been listening to a special feature from Aero News. Find us on the web at aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Enjoy your weekend and have a clear and unlimited day.